The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, News Talk is coming together with local businesses and communities right across the country to champion green. The aim is to encourage the public to shop locally, to help businesses in the community bounce back from the impact of the coronavirus. And we're speaking to local businesses around the country. Now, the Handmade Soap Company is a local business in Slane that has been operating for 10 years. They make a range of different luxury body products, including hand soaps, lotions, candles, diffusers, and of course, recently, hand sanitizers. Joining me now is Donna Quigley, the owner of the Handmade Soap Company. Donna, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Thanks a million for having us.
Now, first of all, let's talk about the genesis of the company before we talk about how the pandemic has treated you. This was kind of a kitchen table creation.
Yeah, it was a bit of a winding road that brought me to making soap. So in my 20s, I played a lot of traditional music semi-professionally, mostly on the Uilleann pipes, and that involved a lot of touring around Europe in the back of a van. But eventually, at some stage, it came a desire to settle down. So I brought a barge and I met the girl I'm now married to. And then I did a thatching traineeship. So I worked as a thatcher for a number of years. And I loved that. I really did. It was outdoors. It was physical. And it was sculptural. You were creating a beautiful straw roof. Yeah. But then it was a combination of a few things, but ultimately it was the big bad recession of 2009, and I had to come up with something new. So a mixture of all those experiences, and I'd always suffered from dry skin, I just started making soap at home in the kitchen at the end of 2009, and that was the genesis of the company, Two Pots in the Kitchen. And now we've grown to where we employ a team of about 56 people.
Which is brilliant. Now tell me, what did you know about soap at the beginning?
Depends who you ask. They might have told you I had a fairly distant relationship with it, but I didn't know a lot. I had to go out and train myself. So it's part science, part cooking, and part alchemy. So I actually went abroad to study a couple of courses with a renowned soap maker, Melinda Koss in the UK, and Marla Bosworth in the US. And believe it or not, I always enjoyed chemistry at school. There is obviously a scientific element to it, but then there's room for creativeness as well in the production of.
Now, yours is a handmade soap, and that's your trademark, but it's also what you do. The ingredients, you're very careful about the quality of your ingredients and what you can then say about the soap itself.
Yeah, so look, we've always prided ourselves on making amazing natural products. And over the last couple of years, we've just gained EcoCert accreditation for all the products. And really, that's in the beauty industry, that's probably the most rigorous accreditation you can get. It goes all the way through your supply chain manufacturing process and raw ingredients that go in the product. So it is the most natural beauty product that we can make with the ingredients available to us.
So all the ingredients are natural, none of your petrochemicals and all the rest of it. The packaging, now, it's very pretty packaging. People can look on your website, The Handmade Soap Company, and they can see how pretty and attractive it is. What about the recycling element? Because, plastic bottles and so on, cardboard, how do you work that out?
Yeah, so it's something that's always been integral to the company and very important to me. So I guess it starts with the facility where we make it. We upcycled an old linen mill, a 200-year-old linen mill in Slane in County Meath, then recommissioned the old hydro turbine. So that gives us the power that allows us to make the product. Then in terms of the actual packaging, all of our carton is now made from recycled cards. So that includes the cartons for international delivery. Our delivery boxes that go to your door with the courier are made from fully recycled card. The internal packing is made from shredded recycled card. Then the product box is recycled card. We do use plastics, but for the last couple of years, we've been using PCR, that's post-consumer recycled plastic, which basically means all our bottles used to be Coke bottles or water bottles. In a simple sense, got melted down into pellets and then repurposed, and that's all our amber plastic that we use.
Now, your business was obviously selling to the public and also to five-star hotels who wanted to have a really nice product for their guests. When the pandemic started, you're looking at your hotel business kind of shutting down for a while and retail going and so on. So what did you do when faced with that crisis?
Yeah, it was a surreal situation. So I remember very, very clearly on Monday the 16th of March, we were going to close the doors of the factory because a couple of days previously, the hotels had shut down and all the major retail outlets we supplied to as well. But in the background, like you say, we did make the miniatures for the hotels. So we had a lot of bottles on site, and we've always produced a hand sanitizer on site for internal use because we come under good manufacturing practice. So we've always had that here. We knew there was going to be a demand for it, but we just couldn't have predicted how high that demand was. So we launched a hand sanitizer on the website. I think it was March the 16th, maybe March the 17th. And it was just a really surreal few days because we just found ourselves in this situation where we happened to be producing a product that people really, really needed and just couldn't get. There was no other supply in the market, and there was, you know, stories of hand sanitizer in stores selling out within seconds and this kind of stuff. So for a few days after that, the demand, we just couldn't have predicted it. It was fairly intense for a little while.
Yeah, you sold a year's supply in 4 days. So it shows what the demand is. Now, again, unpredictable things like you can't get the bottles to put the stuff in even when you're making it. So that was a big problem.
It was. For a period of a few weeks, and still the supply chain out there is still quite disrupted, but for a period of a few weeks, it was just a bit of a frenzy, and normal market conditions just were out the window, and it was almost like commodity trading in terms of the likes of the raw ingredients, but the likes of the bottles as well. And because there was such a land grab for whatever was available, it was very, very hard to keep supply lines open. Luckily, we developed, a lot of what we do down here is we always say kindness comes naturally. And while it sounds lofty, we live those ideas every day. So anyway, over the last 10 years, we've developed really, really strong relationships with all our suppliers. And we were just in a position where we were able to keep those supply chains open the whole way through and able to deliver the product people wanted. And like, there was a period of time there where we were getting calls from, you know, the fire services and Garda Síochána, frontline workers hospitals, because they just couldn't get this product. And we actually felt it was our duty just to do whatever it took to get it to these people who really, really needed it.
So how are you fixed now? Hotels will be opening for business, maybe not in the same numbers of guests and so on. What are you actually manufacturing at this time?
Yeah, we've always, the hand care side of things has always been very strong for us. So once again, it's just a moment in time where it's all about hands out there and hand care and looking after your hands. So we're selling a hell of a lot of hand wash, hand lotion, soap, hand cream. Obviously, hand sanitizer has a high alcohol content. We put a lot of glycerin in ours to offset the drying effects. However, a lot of people are finding their hands are quite dry generally with all the amount of hand sanitizer. So all those moisturizing ingredients or products that are putting goodness back into the hands, they're very popular at the minute. As well, what we found was from the initial flurry of people buying hand sanitizer, we know from the feedback they were very, very happy with the product. So they were coming back to buy gifts for their nearest and dearest. So we were selling a hell of a lot of gift boxes over the last month as well. And that was interesting. People couldn't see the people they wanted to see face to face. So just as a gesture of goodwill, they were sending out gifts just to let them know they cared.
And it's a lovely thing to get if you're in lockdown or whatever. So, Donna, for people who want to source your stuff, where is it online now? Are there shops that are reopened where they can buy your products?
Absolutely. So the handmadesoapcompany.ie is the website, but all of our retail partners, we're delighted to say, are all open. So Kilkenny, Evoca, Meadows and Bourne, Nationwide, all of our independent retail partners, we're delighted to see the doors back opening there. And I guess the whole thing we're trying to do here is promote the shop local and to keep that circular economy going. And as you say, Pat, the hotels are coming back to life now. And, you know, we all hope that they see a surge in domestic trade that will hopefully nurture them through the next few months.
And finally, I should ask you, Donna, whether or not you think that SMEs are getting enough help to help them survive. I mean, it looks and sounds like your business is going to get through this relatively unscathed, but there are others for whom it'll be a bit of a struggle.
There's a lot of pain out there. There's a lot of pain. And I don't think we're going to know the full extent of it for another month or two, particularly when the COVID payment scheme finishes up. To be honest, I think the government's done a great job thus far. The one thing I really think that they need to act on, like, they've shown real leadership. They've given clear instruction. And when you consider what's going on in other countries either side of us, like, it would make you proud to be Irish. I think what they need to do here is really give more clear, definitive guidelines on international travel. And while that, you might think it'll have an impact on business, I think it will, because it'll give certainty back to people in the country about what they're going to do, where they're going to spend the money over the next few months. And the quicker we get clear guidance on that, I think the better for everyone at home.
Well, Donna, thank you very much for talking to us today. That's Donna Quigley, the owner of the Handmade Soap Company. And if you want to follow what's going on with Champion Green, what you do is you log on to newstalk.com/green and you'll get all the details. Coming up next, we'll learn how to cook millionaire shortbread after this.